Welcome to the Field of Streams, where I, your host, Janine McRae, bring you the tiny thoughts that stream from my brain and present them to you as though they're the most exclusive and sought-after dish from a bitchin' three-star Michelin restaurant. I thought there'd be more. Now, I can't promise you much with these missives, but I can promise you this. I will not keep you long. And if I could just add one little thing, if you enjoy this episode, please don't hold back and share it with a friend. I'd appreciate it very much. Okay, today's episode. Listener, we're going to talk about mothers today because it is the week leading up to Mother's Day here in the United States, an Instagram mom feed saturation season, or mum feed saturation season, is upon us. Mothers. Some of us have complicated relationships with our mothers, which makes it a tricky day. Some of us do not have complicated relationships with our mothers. Some of us are super close, sharing every little detail of our lives. Some of us are about to have their first year without her, or their fifth year without her, or 20th year without mother, mum, ma. What I'm trying to get at is that this day can bring up all the emotions. My mum passed away in 2019, and I understand the sensitivity around this day coming up, but to be honest, I like thinking about her. I think about her quite frequently, not just on one day. So for me, the day is the day. I wrote this a year ago on or around Mother's Day, but this episode isn't about my mum. It's about the word mother, about how it can mean different things to different people. Or, as I approached it, it's the who, what, where, when, and why of mother. So let's get into it. Kick back, think about your mother and what mother is, and listen in as I read to you a piece of my writing called O Mother, Where Art Thou? Who is mother? Magician, wizard, soothsayer. Mystery, puzzle, rhyme. With magic and spells and producing meals from the thin air of a seemingly empty fridge. Mother is all confusion and head-scratching, mixed with the, oh yeah, of course, logic of a Sunday crossword. Cryptically, profoundly, maddeningly unfathomable, with the threads of knowledge pulled from the richest fabrics of the galaxy. Truths and lies and invented orbits. Mother is stars. Mother is a planetary gas to shroud your whole world. Suffocation or life-bringing inhalation. Only time will tell with mother. See the sand. Watch the sand. Warrior, advocate, judge, standing between you and the lion, lodging complaints with the local council of hair lengths and the right for you relationships. This pool, this dark and bottomless oceanic chasm, there are fish with no eyes at the deepest parts of mother. The long sustain at the end of our note, mother. Never someone, a person, a being, a dream, always mother. Mother is the dull brunt of bearing our childish infidelities as we grow old and apart and away, always together, not. Mother is yearning at the end of an unanswered text, holding desires we dare not comprehend. Mother is a pocket of wandering in the where you are now moment. Mother is all and everything and everyone but you. You may never become, but mother will always be. To you, to them, to mother, yes. What is mother? Mother is title. Mother is role. Mother is a checkbox on a clipboard of a life lived under survey. A club in a deck of cards with only queens of hearts laid out, flush. Mother is a flower on a day once a year and an ad campaign and a cash cow of fear and love and energy and commitment. Mother is the rubbing of Vaseline, the cuckoo words, the soothing in a sound and the ache of far away from. Mother is a complicated, sometimes poorly defined and lived and earned and rejected thing, a cliched and constantly threatening TV trope with a laugh track and Kleenex at the ready with the applause sign lit. Mother is a frustrated huff in the moment of asking to do the task for the 20th time. The kicking at the curb, then sitting with to eat ice cream in the dirt with you and your pet rock. Your prickled heat cheeks flushed with giant, unasked-for feelings. Mother is the being with. Disappointment, heartache and constant questioning. Fear and longing and nostalgia and stuck. Mother is presence within absence. Mother is whatever you want mother to be, whatever you need. Mother is, therefore, mother am. Where is mother? In the single sharp clap of hands at the brilliance of a joke, held in the deep inhalation of an approaching sigh, in the rude sense of missing that comes in that sudden missing moment ere rushing from the room and into the out of wherever. Mother works through cracks in conscience, working into the slurry between your bricks as you build a house of wrong, working in to expose the error before creating new and colourful grouts to shore up foundations. Mother is there in the air and fire and life and love and singing in the shower and crying in the darkness of a cupboard, peering through a crack and wishing for adulthood. A thumb on the cheek, a secret sweetie in the lunchbox, the ding of a far-off bell of approval and dismay. There is mother. In the should and the shouldn't, mother. The will and the will do, and the maybe later, or do it now. Mother gathers up the hems of garments and comes flying into rooms, no questions. The flailing down the hillside, tumbleweeding into a fence, and you, tangled and broken, there, in the voice that you hear in the twang of the wire, there is mother. Mother is in the next room, at the end of the telephone, off doing yoga in a sweaty studio downtown. Mother is in a hole in the ground, urn on the mantle, sailing into the ashy air above the cliffs of her favourite lookout. Mother is in your heart, your head, the cotton wool of your brain soaked with tears. Mother. Mother is everywhere. Still. When is mother? Mother is now. Mother is later. Mother is before. The now is the never stop and the take for granted time in every moment of your life, or the suppressed none, the connected and the dis. Before mother, there was Heather or Rachel or Margaret or Sarah, and pre-mother was like you and us and them and dreams and thoughts and mistakes and time and exams and their mother at their bedroom door yelling or crying or not there at all. Later, mother is gone. This is the pain of mother. Mother is always, mother is never more. Mother is the fleeting thing that lives forever, even while disappearing from the air and the clouds and into the dust of our lives to be gradually stomped into no more with the footfalls of our constant amble. Mother is all time, in time, biding time. Why is mother? Without, we were never, are never, never would be. Mother Earth, Mother Nature, Mother Superior. Knows best, is the word, of invention, has a country and a hood and a milk and a hen, and is the mother of all. Battles and dins and ruckus and love. Why is mother crying? Why is mother loving? Why is mother the hand at our back and the voice in our head? Why, said with many inflections and with many tones and many times over, mother is the why of our ethics and foundations and our rationales for don't touch and put down and stay away from and run towards as fast as your legs can carry you. Mother is why hearts grow or don't. Explosions of joy and anguish and breathing and living and dying all in a microsecond of understanding all and understanding nothing. Mother is the why of it all, the single realization at the moment of her last that we must go. We all must go, now and later and forever. Mother is. And there you have it. Today's episode. Happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there and to all those who are missing their mothers today. I'm with you. And if you have a complicated relationship with your mother, well, that's okay too. I share these missives as a way of perhaps inspiring creative folks to get out there and make something of their own. I'm not saying it's easy, but you should have a go. If you enjoyed this little meander through my brain, feel free to share it with a friend. And be sure to follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. If you enjoy my writing, you can follow me on janinemcrae.substack.com. But until next we meet, I'll leave you with this. Love what you love, and I'll see you out there making stuff.